Russia's defense ministry isn't saying where these planes are taking off from, but it is saying where they're going, Belarus. The official reason they're headed there is for exercises, but the deployments add to Russia's heightened military posture on Ukraine's borders and Western fears of an invasion.
Russia is sending every signal that it's intent on a serious military offensive that would mark its second invasion of Ukraine in the past 8 years. But I don't think that's President Putin's preferred outcome, because a full-scale invasion is costly. It's risky because there will be a lot of Russian casualties as well. The Ukrainian military is much better equipped than in 2014.
Western powers are stepping up military assistance to Ukraine. The first plane load of $200 million worth of U.S. defense aid arrived in Kiev on Saturday. 90 tons of material, including ammunition. The UK, Latvia, Lithuania and Estonia are all providing Ukraine with defensive weaponry. Canada has reportedly sent special forces. Denmark, Turkey and the Czech Republic are also providing assistance. But despite the heightened tensions, the mood in Ukraine is mostly calm. A demonstration in Kiev on the country's unification day. A couple of hundred people formed a human chain as a show of solidarity.
Despite all the propaganda, despite the Russian misleading information, despite all Putin's pressure, Ukraine is united.
In the past, they already tried to divide Ukraine. We made our conclusions. We won't let it split us.
Russia wants written guarantees that Ukraine won't join NATO and for the alliance to withdraw from Eastern Europe. The Kremlin denies it's planning an incursion into Ukraine, but in 2014 it did just that, annexing Crimea in the process. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.